As you think about the future of tourism in Greater Peoria, you might want to think back. Like, way back. In this episode of WCBU's history series, Postmark Peoria, correspondent Steve Tarter talks to J.D. D'Alfonso from the Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, also known as Discover Peoria. Before they get into pandemic-era tourism trends, D'Alfonso talks about why historical tourism is one of the things Peoria should champion.
We should be proud of our history. It shouldn't be something that we can just, blink and move on from. We were discovered by French settlers in 1680. That's more than 340 years ago. And we know that even before then, there were indigenous people that existed and occupied, and called Central Illinois at that time, well, what is now Central Illinois, home for centuries before that. So for as long as we know, Central Illinois, the River Valley has been a quality place to live. And so it's easy to say, oh, that's 340 years ago. But think about all that has happened. It's very hard for residents and particularly visitors to comprehend everything that's been going on for those 340 years that has evolved to be what is, Peoria and Peoria area now. So what do we take from that? Well, I just learned that, from a recent tour at the St. Mary's Cathedral, for example, and this elaborates on how much out there that we don't know possibly, is that when French explorers were traveling to this river valley, it was a very treacherous journey from where they started off from, and they would bring relics with them. And relics would be pieces of bone or fabric from now saints of the Catholic Church. And Peoria is actually home to the third largest relics collection in the country. Because there were so many explorers that came here on that treacherous journey. And so St. Mary's Cathedral is home to very special relics that can be found there that just adds to the treasures that are right here. And that's just one example, Steve, as to what, I just learned. There are some historians here that can tell many more stories for more than just our whiskey days or Caterpillar's involvement or healthcare systems to prohibition, of course, all that. All that is rooted, of course, in our historic homes, which I think could be toured, and our historical society. There's so much there that really from the Discover Peoria, we just need to find the experts really to put our visitors and residents in touch with so they can really immerse themselves into what, we know for at least more than 340 years.
And I think one of the things we're talking with J.D. D'Alfonso, the CEO of the Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, the thing that you hear a lot, I'm sure you hear it a lot, is folks going, I had no idea, they're new to the area. They thought it was one thing, I don't know if they thought about cornfields or a river town or whatever their conception, I won't say misconception, but whatever their conception was. And then they find out, as you say, all those things you just listed, and that's they're surprised happily surprised, I would hope.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And, what we do from convention visitors side, our destination marketing organization, is really what we do is to service not just visitors here, but also our own residents. And for that exact point, our residents can regularly be surprised at what we have in our own backyard. And that's a lot of fun. The job is not just welcoming visitors and saying, hey, check out these cool places. It's our residents who realize they had no idea this existed or was part of our history and really makes up our entire story. And that's a lot of fun because that generates more positive conversation, Steve. And we like to think that positive conversation leads to more positive action. And I think everybody wins when that happens.
How do you keep your positive outlook? Because I'm thinking not long after you took over this position at the Visitors Bureau, COVID-19 comes in and boom, hotels close, restaurants close, no conventions for a while. All these changes that we know is worldwide. So it wasn't like we were being singled out here. We were just one among many. But how did you deal with that?
Oh, as you can imagine, I was about 6 months into this role when COVID-19 hit.
When the bottom fell out.
Exactly. And it was the best thing I can take away is I've learned so many lessons through this from a leadership standpoint. In things that I've been able to do right and things that I would have done differently. But the first thing I did was being so new to the role, I leaned on those in my industry that have been through tough times like this before, particularly when we talk about economic downturn, which is what we're really was for the entire world there outside the pandemic. So I had colleagues from across the state in my role that we all banded together. And then I championed my board, my executive committee as well, helping guide myself and a young staff through this. And we were able to position ourselves in a strong way after making some very difficult calls when you have to lay off half of your staff and at no fault of their own have to, you know, be furloughed and laid off. But, you know, keeping the mission of what you're been called to do and lead this organization, you had to really step up. And that was a large lesson and learning experience for me as to how to navigate that and making sure that you can sustain this organization for years to come without any end in sight. You know, and so leaning on that, my board, my executive committee, and my colleagues across the state, you know, how do we make sure the Bureau is in healthy standing 3 years from now, depending on what happens? And then really, it's tough to say there's a lot of positives that come from a worldwide pandemic. But the one thing that I can say is it's really brought to light, I think, for everybody, the ROI that tourism brings to communities. You know, conventions particularly would be the first thing to leave. You know, when you're trying to pack as many people together as possible under one roof, doesn't right. bode well during a pandemic. And so it's the first one out and the last one to come back. And so when it comes to that economic driver, that's a large blow, but it puts into perspective how much revenue comes from people with meetings and conventions, your concerts, and activities of those large scales. So when you see the hotel, the restaurant, the amusement taxes dropping like overnight, you quickly see what tourism and just destination marketing can bring to the table. So that's been really enlightening. If anything, you know, looking back and as we move forward, it's really emphasized the importance of what we do so we can bring economic sustainability to, you know, our organizations and communities here at home.
Where are we at now with conventions? Are you seeing signs that they're coming back in, they're being planned, or where are we at with that?
Yes, we are seeing signs that we have a business that's been on the books and they're anxious to come back. And so it's a varied situations where you have these large meetings and meetings planners that are itching to get back in person. And depending on which state you're operating in could vary as to how big or how expansive that event could be. So there's a lot of readiness to get back and meet in person. There's something you just can't take away as much as we're comfortable. We were talking about it, Steve, beforehand, how comfortable and how beneficial Zoom is. So we recognize that one, people want to get back in the person to person, but some people aren't comfortable yet. And so there's going to be a technology factor, an IT ramp up for when it comes to executing meetings and conventions, because some people may not have the budget or the desire to meet yet in person. And so this IT element of visual and audio and visual will be part of meeting planners moving forward. So we're keeping close track on how that's going to affect some of our clients now that existing and future business moving forward.
That's J.D. D'Alfonso, president and CEO of the Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, also known as Discover Peoria. He spoke with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter. Postmark Peoria is a co-production of WCBU and Mike Sable. If you want even more stories about Peoria history, subscribe to Postmark Peoria's podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.